on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is 5:34. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hey.
It is 37 outside on a Tuesday, April 2nd. How you feeling? You feeling good?
No, I'm tired.
All right.
I'm tired.
That's fair
I'm
enough,
tired.
I guess.
I love looking at everybody's beach pictures.
I know. My
on Facebook.
Daughter's, one of their friends, was literally leaving their dance last night, and the car was all loaded up. They were going down to Destin for like 4 days and coming
really?
Back. Yeah, and they were like, I mean, we've never really wanted to go to Florida on spring break, but that sounds really fun.
So,
I get it. Everybody who's going and experiencing a little bit of beach fun, enjoy it.
When I say it's fun looking at the beach pictures, there's a little salt and jealousy behind it.
No?
Salt and jealousy.
Right.
A little bit.
All right.
A little bit.
All right.
A little bit.
All right.
We'll go this summer, though. We're going to go this summer.
Oh, what?
Well, we got plans.
At least you have the summer, right?
Sure.
You have the summer.
Yeah. What? Okay.
So today, another shot at $1,000 today with Louisville Loot. That kicks off right around 6. Phone tap here this morning. We're going to get to hear from Stephen Hassenpepper again.
Oh.
So that's always nice.
Stephen?
Yeah.
Hassenpepper?
Probably a younger son
okay.
of Robert.
All right.
Yeah.
How big is his family, do you think?
I don't know. There's Robert and Steven, right?
Robert and Steven.
That was it, right? Robert and Steven?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Yeah. So far, we've only been introduced to two members of the Hassenpepper family.
It's a fun family so far, though.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's with Phone Tap. That's coming up. Moon Poop?
Moon Poop.
Yeah, we may have to get to that story.
We may have to? Yeah. No, we will. Because it's what we do.
It's the moon poop story.
It's the moon poop. When you come across the moon poop story.
I mean, what are you going to do? Ignore it?
What are you going to do? It would not be our duty.
That's right.
To ignore it.
Yes. You come to the show for bad puns.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
And stories like that.
Yeah, so a bunch of stuff. Man, Calipari got a pretty nice big old deal from Kentucky. We'll talk about that coming up. And
he is living his best life.
And setting the bar on the way. Can we just say this is not how you rob a bank? We'll throw that one in there.
Are we going to go down the do's and don'ts of robbing banks? Is that what we're doing? It feels a little like that at this point.
I mean, we're just going to give you the don'ts.
Okay.
All right? We're not going to tell you the do's.
We don't know the do's.
Because I've never robbed a bank. I have no idea what the do's
Zero
are.
Zero experience with that.
Right. So that is on the way. Give us just a few minutes on that. Good morning, guys. Just like this. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Or you can always get us on the smart speaker. Just ask it to play 99.7 DJX radio. You can get live radio, you can get our podcast, all that stuff right there. Set of the bar, if you can somehow manage to make it through the day without doing this, then you're doing okay. Like, if you can somehow manage to make it through the day without trying to rob a bank using a front-end loader that you've also stolen, you're doing okay.
Wow. Well, yeah.
I mean, in comic books and in movies, you see this work all the time. So to the credit of the...
Perp.
The perp.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he's thinking, you know what?
Worked for them.
It worked for them.
Yes.
It's going to work for me.
Smash and grab job.
Yeah. So police in Mexico say that they recently caught a guy along with some of his friends who had stolen a front end loader, drove it slowly to a bank.
Sure.
Used it then to knock down a wall.
Right. Smash and grab.
Then used a chain to chain the safe to the front end loader.
That is elaborate.
And then try to drag it off.
Not the speediest of exits I've ever heard of.
Exactly.
I mean, I've seen like heists in movies before. I watched all the Ocean's movies.
Yeah.
That was different.
You know, I mean, they had things, they were equipped. They had jackhammer. They had all that stuff. So, you know.
They had the tools.
All the perps used those tools to destroy the wall of the bank and then.
Yeah.
The chaining the bank safe to the vehicle. As, you know, you mentioned, that takes a long time.
It does.
In that time, the police, who were already alerted to the stolen front end loader,
they were already a little bit hot on the trail.
They were like, ow, that's where it went to.
Let's go there. let's follow that trail, Scooby-Doo style.
Some of the buddies have escaped.
Oh.
But the guy who rented the front end loader.
Rented.
he was busted.
Okay.
So again, you can just, like we don't know how to rob banks.
No.
I mean, never done it.
I mean, again, I've seen the
Ocean's. Seen a lot of movies.
The Ocean's movies. Those, they make it look cool.
This is a way not to, though.
Yeah, but it is against the law.
If you
so let's not.
Somehow manage to make it through the day without trying to rob a bank using a front end loader that you've also stolen, you're doing okay.
You give them style points?
I mean.
Do you? A little?
Yeah, I mean, it was noisy. It was slow.
Sure.
All keys in an unsuccessful robbery attempt.
Were they drunk? I don't know if I ever want someone to be under the influence, but if it's just like
hey.
Like a Tuesday, and like, hey, let's go steal that, then let's go do that. Without
sounds
any
good.
Of, okay.
Premeditation, just a spur of the moment type of
spontaneous.
You know what? It's nice outside.
It's like a good day to rob a bank with a front loader.
Right. There you go.
Where do we get a front loader? There's one.
We have no idea.
Okay.
Oh, right over there. All right, that's Steady the Bar.
That's fun.
On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, your school supplies authority.
Locations Louisville and Eatown, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
Get your hands on that Louisville loot. Here's your winning word.
Bats.
Bats, I can spell that. B-A-T-S, bats.
Look at that.
Bats.
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 Bats. Bats.
Bats. You could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day if you get that word into WDJX.com, all right? You could be just like Jayla yesterday, who was unconvinced when we called her on April Fool's that it was actually money we were giving her.
It's a bad time right now.
It's a bad time.
Oh, so sorry.
Can't accept your call.
Didn't mean
it's not April Fool's.
It's not an April Fool's. You're a winner.
Thank you.
There you go.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. All right, so there you go. Bats, B-A-T-S. Get that into the website at WDJX.com.
She's going to think she's still marinating that.
Yeah,
She's just marinating
a little. Are you sure this isn't an April Fool's?
Right.
Yeah. No, okay. I get that. I get it.
All right.
So feel good. We do this every single hour, powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Monty Scott.
Monty.
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 Monty, 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 Monty. 12 years old. Michigan. He is now known. He's starting to go a little bit viral, his story, after he filled at least 15 potholes near his house because he didn't want his, quote, mom and grandma to mess up their cars.
Oh, my gosh. What did he fill them with? Yeah. Does he
dirt.
Just have asphalt? Oh, dirt.
Dirt.
Okay. I was going to say,
I mean, 12-year-old doesn't have asphalt. No, 12-year-old doesn't have access to asphalt.
Okay.
But he has dirt.
Good. All right.
So he can find
smart.
Dirt. So he used a shovel.
Resourceful.
Shoveled some dirt into the potholes, evened out the road. Monty said that his mom had damaged her car after she hit one of the potholes, and he wanted to make sure no one else messed up their car.
That is real. They can do some serious damage.
Yeah. He should come to Louisville. We got a lot of those.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
We got a lot Many. Of those.
I know. So Monty Many. Scott, there, living the good life.
Monty, he's going to do things. When he's older,
he's a doer.
You can tell. He's a doer.
He's a doer.
Gonna make things happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that.
There you are. Feel good. Do them every single hour here on 99.7 DJX.
He literally throw some dirt on it.
Throw
okay.
some dirt on it. That's right. Monty there. Your feel good, powered by Raise Ford here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Today, 60, some clouds. Tomorrow, more clouds, 69 your high, and then rain Thursday and 68. What was your dream you were telling us? So Kat comes in and she was like, Kelly and Ben were in both of my dream.
Yeah. And it was a wild ride.
Yeah.
Ben, you have a history of crashing the station vehicles, as you've told before. Uh-huh. And this time it was similar, but with a plane. In my dream, it was all three of us and another one of our Alpha Media friends.
A radio brethren
that mm-hmm. all shared the morning show together. Me, Kelly, and Kevin were all sitting in a football stadium, and a plane flies over the football stadium. In the middle of the stadium, there's a balloon similar to one in like the Thanksgiving
like
Day parades.
Balloon?
Yeah,
okay.
Kind of like that.
Like a float balloon
yes,
thingy?
Sure. But like a big blow-up animal of some sort. And the plane slows down and gets tangled in it, and in slow motion just falls. And
is Ben flying the plane?
For all that we can assume, because Kelly, Kevin, and I lose our minds, shaking, nervous, run onto the field. The doors whip open. Ben comes out looking starstruck and nervous. And we all
starstruck and nervous? Does Kevin give him mouth-to-mouth? Is that required? Do we have to bring him back? What's going on?
He didn't. He should have. But we all hugged. Ben was shaking. We were crying.
That would have made it a little bit better for me.
Wow, that's
if Kevin had to save Benji's life through that beard.
That's quite the story.
Yeah, it is. Wow. Yeah. Of survival.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I got woken up by my friend calling me with a
prank.
April Fool's Day prank.
So I don't know how to fly planes in your dream or in real life.
Okay.
So that's quite a dream there.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
I like that we've started to infiltrate her subconscious at this point.
I know. You know that you're in deep when work starts invading your subconscious there.
I can't get away.
I know. All right, it's Imagine Dragons, 99.70 JX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Yesterday, the Louisville Zoo released photos of the four little penguins that they now have, the four little baby penguins. Pearl and Squirt are two of them.
Yes. They're being parent reared. This is kind of savage. When I read, what happens? Like, two of the little chicks had to be kind of rescued and adopted.
Yeah, because typically only one, and I read the same news release you did, that typically only one of the baby chicks survives.
Yeah. And the other one they ignore. Right. I don't understand. Like, how do you pick between your children?
The parents?
Penguins are...
Penguins are a bit savage when it comes to that. They're like, hey, well, you look like you're going to survive better than this one, so...
You're my favorite. You're not. Bye. Yeah. Goodbye. Good luck.
If you want to see these cute little guys, just text us the word penguin. We'll send it to you. But yeah, Pearl and Squirt, male and female, they're being parent reared, and then the two other chicks have yet to be named, the two other birds.
But they are being cared for by the curator of birds and the bird department staff.
I know. That's always nice. Man, I'll tell you what, of all the exhibits in the Louisville Zoo, the penguin exhibit smells the most unique.
Oh, unique is a really nice word to use.
It smells very unique. Different than the gorillas. The gorillas has a unique smell too.
Uh-huh.
But the penguin exhibit has a very unique, not fishy smell necessarily, but just a unique smell that you're the penguins.
All right. I'm kind of surprised you don't have the YouTubes up.
No, I didn't. I couldn't find audio.
Couldn't find anything?
Of baby penguins.
Of how the baby chicks were created?
Penguins mating. But I can,
if you will.
I mean, we can look again real quick if penguins.
I feel like it'd be really cute.
You think?
I can't imagine they're savage.
To be honest, I was thinking it was more probably along the box turtle lines.
Yeah.
No, probably. See, the thing is I've heard also, penguins are all sorts of freaky. That's what I've heard.
Now wait, am I making this up? I thought they mated for life. Do they mate for life?
Yeah, but I think.
But then how do they leave one of their children? That's sad.
Oh, hey.
What is that?
Whoa.
Hang on.
That is interesting.
That is interesting. Hang on a second.
It looks like they're hugging.
They do. That does look like they're just standing there. They're okay. Now we're leaning.
Hang on. Let's hear that again.
It sounds like mosquitoes.
But
wow!
Can we describe what's happening though? Because they look
they're just kind of hanging there. Yeah,
they're just standing. It looks like they're standing next to each other, looking upside, going, "Oh, it looks like it's not gonna rain today." What do you think, Bob?
Their arms are at their sides. They're just hanging out.
Now they're waddling. They're just kind of walking around. This is not looking like what I thought it was going to look like.
Such a weird mating call.
It's very
strange.
That
is such a weird mating call.
I'm trying to make up a story. What is going on?
All right, so there you go.
What's going on there?
The point is, Louisville Zoo announced that they're hatching four little penguins. Two of the chicks, Pearl and Squirt, are there. And then there's two other male penguins.
They should add that to the exhibit. This is...
What a wild noise.
Squirt and Pearl. This is how they got there.
Listen, there is no chance in your world that you thought that you were going to wake up this morning and hear the sound of a mating call for penguins.
Yeah.
We're so blessed.
Wow. Wow. The miracle of life, friends.
Have we gotten banned from the Louisville Zoo yet?
No.
I feel like we're going
to. So yeah, text us word penguin. We'll send it to you. 99.7DJX. 99.7DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Thunder ticks for you. That means that you can hang out with us at Buckhead on the river there in Jeffersonville for Thunder. So we've got that coming up for you here this morning on 99.7DJX.
Thunder, 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 thunder watch ticket.
There you go. Coming up here next, there was a tweet that kind of went viral of a guy who's just like, hey, is it weird that my wife and I don't have set sides of the bed?
It upset the internet.
I was going to say, it sparked a huge debate. Next, we dive into that. And some shocking revelations about someone here on the show regarding that. Coming up. Twitter, at Ben and Kelly Show. A tweet from Steven kind of went viral just recently where he just basically talks about like the sleeping habits of he and his wife. He tweets, we were just chatting in work, and apparently it's weird that Amy and I don't sleep on the same side of the bed every night.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. What?
Some nights I like to sleep by the window. Some nights, the door. It's not really that unusual, is it?
Yes, it is. You've thrown Earth off its axis.
And so that erupted into a huge debate on Twitter as to, is this type of normal? And
yeah, it's
so
not normal.
Steven then follows up the tweet with saying, I feel like I need to point this out. First one in bed chooses. Then we've never disagreed over it. We move pillows and books, and we don't change every single night. Neither of us are aliens. Those are his
things. You are aliens, because it's the thing. It's like people had a problem with the stuff. Like, what do you do with the stuff? You have things on your little nightstand, do you not, on your side? Even if you don't sleep next to another person, do you have a side, Kat?
Yes, you definitely have a side. I don't have a person I get to sleep next to every night, but I have a side. It's my left-hand side of the bed.
What if the person that you start seeing sleeps on the left-hand side of the bed?
No, move over, sir. Like,
then
this
rock,
is my
paper,
area.
Scissors that. And then it's cemented in stone.
Have you always slept on the same side?
Yes.
Okay. And here's so it just so happens that Michael, your husband, sleeps on the opposite side. And so you guys can sleep in harmony.
And I don't even think there was ever any sort of discussion. It just happened.
Right.
What about you? Do you guys switch it up? Or you're the same, right? You're the same.
No, we switch it up.
Really? I was right now years old when I learned that about you. And how long we've been working together. That is so weird. I can't look at you the same way. What is going on?
No, I mean, it's not necessarily like me or her. It's just because when she was pregnant, she would like to sleep on one side of the bed. And that was the opposite side than what we were normally sleeping on. And so for her pregnancy, we adopted that.
Okay.
And so afterward, we just continued. But then it's probably been several months now. I came in and she was on the other side of the bed. And I was like, oh, okay. And we're doing that now. All right. Well, fine. And so we just switch it up every now and then.
Okay.
Yeah. Variety's the spice of life,
okay.
Kelly.
All right.
In my parents' bed at home, my parents obviously have a side. And my dad's side is definitely shaped to his body. Like there is a hole in the bed.
Oh.
But that's comfortable for them. My mom's side is shaped to her body now.
It might be time to flip the mattress.
I feel like it's kind of cozy. Like, that's their little nest.
I can definitely see how that would throw off, if you've got kids or anything like that, throw everything off if they come over to, like, your side of the bed thinking it's the other side or whatever. And I will say that when my wife is gone doing gigs, a lot of times I'll sleep on her side of the bed.
Aww. Is it because you're just waiting for her back?
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
That side of the bed smells like her. You're like...
a text message from a listener. My husband and I switch based on who works earlier the next day.
So you're closer to the door, maybe?
Closer to the door. And so you don't wake the other person up.
I guess maybe that's why I sleep closer to the door. Because I'm out first.
Right.
Maybe.
Well, see, I normally would sleep closer to the door, but now I sleep closer to the exterior wall.
So you have to walk around in the dark?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so dangerous.
Yeah. It's only dangerous when the dog decides to sleep like right there.
Right.
But you know.
Have you ever tripped in the middle of the night?
I have.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Right.
I don't know how to comprehend it in my brain, though. I can't handle that kind of change. I don't like change.
I know. You're a person who rarely ever changes.
Yeah.
And it's just like you find something that works and you just stick to it.
Listen, I've sat in this chair for 20 years. I don't like change.
This is true. Like so, anyways, you can see the tweet that kind of erupted, and everybody trying to accept this whole no side concept.
Yeah.
9970 JX Waterfront Jam concert coming, and Jack Harlow has been announced on the 27th. So that's pretty cool. Free with your Pegasus pin. You can get your Pegasus pin at Kroger locations and a bunch of places around town. But yeah, Jack Harlow coming April 27th on the waterfront there with 9970 JX, which means, man, Thunder is like, what, 11 days away?
Seriously?
Derby is less than 33 days away.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. So it's upon us, friends. 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, Kelly and I awkwardly stand in the shower, kind of ponder life. It's shower thoughts.
So random and weird.
On 99.7 DJX. After Post Malone. It's 99.7 DJX, home of Louisville Loot. Another opportunity for you to get in on that $1,000 on the way here in about 10 minutes on 99.7 DJX. That sound is the sound of the shower and Kelly and I awkwardly standing in it, just kind of pondering life. Because, you know, when you have those weird random thoughts, a lot of times it's when you're alone in the shower, letting that warm water stream upon you. So we just call it shower thoughts.
Like, you know, brushing your teeth?
Yes, I heard of it.
It's really the only time that you ever clean your skeleton.
Oh my gosh.
Have you thought about that? Like, your teeth are connected to your skull. That's really the
like
only
exposed
bones
bone.
That you can touch, right?
That's weird.
So then I'm like, are my bones dirty? Now I kind of suddenly feel like my bones are dirty. It's weird.
No.
Is it weird?
Don't say that.
Shower thoughts.
It's so weird.
So think about this. If you put a sugar cube on the ground and an ant sees it, goes and tells his buddies, but then you take the sugar cube away, you just made that ant a liar. That ant's going to come back with all his friends going, hey, I saw it right over here, guys. Hey, right
like,
over here.
It's like, oh,
I swear, guys, it was right here.
It's like
I swear
a mountain.
It was here just a minute ago.
Of deliciousness. Let's go, guys. Oh, man.
Stinking lion ants. Shower thoughts.
Hey, you know, when you wake up in the middle of a dream, do the people in your dream say, wow, he just disappeared?
Wow. Just disappeared.
Wow.
Wow.
Like, where did
he go? He's gone.
The dream definitely continues on.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, just without you
he
in the storyline.
He was just here,
right.
And then he
now
was
he's
gone.
Now he's gone. Wow, such deep thoughts. One more here. Shower thoughts. You ever think peanut butter could have just been named nut cream? Because that's kind of what it is, right?
It is. It's like creamy nuts. It is. It's like... That's what it is.
Why hey, son, you want some nut cream?
Wait, do you think there was a meeting and then someone said,
let's
maybe
move away
not.
From
maybe not.
Nut cream.
Maybe we should
just move away from that.
Maybe not nut cream.
That's shower thoughts on 99.7 DJX.
Going up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, opportunity for you to get in on that $1,000.
Sorry.
Going to be given today.
I am legit going to call peanut butter nut cream from now on.
Nut cream and jelly. Spread some of that nut cream on a cracker. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis. Oh, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, school supplies and learning tools for everyone.
Locations Louisville and E-Town. Online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
Get your hands on that Louisville loot. Here's your winning word.
Cardinals.
Cardinals. C-A-R-D-I-N-A-L-S. Cardinals.
You got it.
Yeah.
Get that in. WDJX.com. You could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day. All right. Cardinals is the word, the winning word for you. $1,000 by the end of the day on 99.7 DJX. Good luck. All right. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. Jason Hardesty. He has gained quite an Instagram following.
Okay, why?
Over the past, I don't know, 2 years, I guess. He is a UPS driver in New Orleans, and all he does is post pictures of him with dogs along his route.
Oh, that's kind of fantastic.
Yeah.
Wait, is he hot?
I mean, he's a good-looking guy.
Hey, sure.
So he began about 2 years ago posting pictures of the dog. His page got a ton more followers after, like, an author saw this and who had a lot of followers and kind of, like, tweeted about him. But a lot of dogs, he said he's met along the way, actually have their own Instagram pages.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, yeah, you can see his Instagram handle is just J, like the letter J, and Hardesty, H-A-R-D-E-S-T-Y, on Instagram. And you can see all these photos of him and dogs. He's got, like, thousands of followers. So,
that's fun.
Yeah, it's just him, like, thumbs up, you know, holding the dog with the thumbs up, or like squatting down next to a dog, you know, all makes and models.
All makes breeds, and models dogs.
All makes and models.
Yes.
Yes, I love the Ford.
And the hatchbacks
and the
are
Honda
great.
And the hat. Yeah, right. Anyways, yeah, there you are. Jason Hardesty. Got a little Instagram fame just because, you know, UPS driver taking pictures of dogs along the route.
That's a fun way to keep your day going.
And I want to say that there's a Facebook page called, like, Dogs of UPS or UPS Dogs or something like
really?
That.
Really?
Because my sister showed me this a couple years ago, but it's the same type of concept. There's a bunch of, like, UPS drivers taking photos of dogs along their way. So
that's fun.
Yeah, good stuff.
Good puppers.
Yeah, there you go. Feel good. Powered by Ray's Ford. Do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX. DJX. Again, Louisville Loot Word. Cardinals. C-A-R-D-I-N-A-L-S. Get that into the website at WDJX.com. You can be $1,000 richer. Just like Jayla was yesterday. Was a little bit confused because it's April Fool's and we're saying you want $1,000.
Not J-Lo. J-La, right?
J-La.
Yes.
Yeah. J-La.
Yes. It's a bad time right now.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm not picking up what you're putting down with the whole $1,000 thing.
You sure it's not April Fool's?
Yeah, right. Well, right. Exactly.
I mean, it is technically.
Right.
According to the calendar.
But you still win $1,000.
Exactly.
So there you go. Get that in. Cardinals. C-A-R-D-I-N-A-L-S. WDJX.com. Ready for some science?
I don't know. Do I have to do some learning? Do we have to put on the knowledge cap?
Yes.
All right.
Science has determined that female mosquitoes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have less sex and suck less blood than mosquitoes who spent 10 minutes in silence when they are listening to Skrillex.
Oh my God.
In fact, this
what?
Skrillex.
How?
There's one specific
tune? Yes.
I don't
researchers
understand.
Found female mosquitoes distracted by this loud noise and vibration from this Skrillex song and was a detraction. And so they've determined that female mosquitoes listening to Skrillex don't have the sex as often
what?
And don't suck less and
what
suck
is,
less blood.
Stop talking. Why? Who? How? What is going on with researchers?
Are these the mosquitoes that are following Skrillex around at all times? I'm confused.
So, couple mosquitoes.
Stop it.
Hey.
Stop.
How Why? You doing? You
no.
look good.
There is no reason.
You look good.
We need to go down this path, sir.
Go ahead and put on some nude music.
Let's not.
Oh, God. No. You know what? Decided against it.
Stop.
No.
Stop.
Not going to suck blood.
Who?
Not going to get it on.
Are these
Sorry.
Researchers?
Hey.
Oh my God.
Hey, so
stop.
Setting the mood here. Just a couple mosquitoes. You come around this horse often?
I'm feeling like this is exactly
no.
how the research went.
No?
In the lab, that's what they're doing.
Oh, you know what? No, that's not.
That's a buzzkill.
No, sorry.
The mood is gone.
Yeah, mood
I'm
is
out.
Gone. Sorry. I'm out. No.
Yep.
No, the sexy for you.
I
no,
have
sorry.
A headache. I'm not. Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
The music may be. used as environmentally friendly alternative to pesticides. Oh, that's the whole point of the research.
I was going to say, this government funded. I need to know. I want my money back.
Instead of spending and spraying all sorts of pesticides into the air, ruining the environment.
Just play Skrillex? Is that what they're saying?
Then the randy mosquitoes that are like, oh, hey, girl, you look good.
No,
this just ruins it all.
Are you telling me to install speakers on my patio and blast some Skrillex and I'm not going to have to worry about the mosquitoes at my barbecue? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
The mosquitoes are like, yeah, you know what? I'm not feeling
not
it.
Not today. I'm
out. Not today. Sorry.
I'm going to the next yard.
Yeah.
That's not playing Skrillex. So, no more chemicals.
There you are.
Chemicals bad. Science. Skrillex good.
Skrillex is great.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I bet you didn't know that you were going to learn some stuff here this morning. But here we are. As we are every morning. We are every morning.
Wow.
We learn things here on this show together, hand in hand.
So random.
On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I think we're going to introduce you to Steven Hassenpepper.
Steven?
Yeah.
Oh, another member of the family.
Is that the dad?
No, this is probably the son.
The son.
Okay. No, listen. Whatever it is I got to do to get you to stop, I'll do it, okay?
Oh, wow. Okay so yeah. Steven is well-liked already.
Yeah, Steven.
Yes.
Steven's a little bit more aggressive than his father, I think.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's
a little more passive.
Phone tap on the way here on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Ready for some sports? Two days after Kentucky was bounced from the NCAA tournament, they announced that they are saying, you know what, Calipari, you're our boy, Blue. You're our boy, Blue.
We're locking him down.
You're our boy.
Yes.
I mean, dang.
Yeah, he's living his best life.
Kentucky offered Coach John Calipari lifetime contract.
Uh-huh.
So that's like a coaching extension. That's a paid role as an ambassador after he's like done with the actual coaching, day-to-day coaching.
Pretty much kind of securing that he's going to finish out his coaching career there.
Yeah, in Lexington.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Kentucky obviously went 30-7 this year, made it to the Elite Eight. He has an overall record of 305 wins, 71 losses there at Kentucky. So,
He actually turned down a job offer recently, too, didn't he? So they're kind of like, hey, thank you.
Well,
thank you for your loyalty.
Well, UCLA, I guess, asked the Wildcats or, you know, Kentucky, hey, can we talk to your old coach there? They're like, sure.
Yep.
And
then, booyah, slapped down a nice little offer here like he's not going to walk away from that.
Yeah, you could move to UCLA.
Yeah, you could.
Or you could just have some security and know that you can retire comfortably here.
Right here.
So there you go.
You're my boy, Blue.
You're my boy, Blue. You're my boy. So there you go. Kentucky offering Coach Calipari a lifetime contract. I like his daughter like tweeted out something like, I guess you're stuck with us or something like that. So like, his daughter's pretty sassy on Twitter. Yeah. I like it.
She's burrowing in.
Very, very tongue in cheek there.
Yeah.
So, all right. So there you are.
Sports.
And, you know, again, we're done talking about basketball. We're done. This is different.
Yeah, the sports.
This is completely different.
That sport
is dead
to me. This
is a university that is securing a coach, you know.
It's a news report.
For life.
It's a news report.
You're right.
That's what this is.
Yes, we are all news and we are all
information.
Serious.
Well, education.
It's not totally done until we find out if I won the office pool or not.
No, really.
It's still done.
We're done.
There's no reason to even watch the NCAA tournament anymore. All right, so there you are. Sports action on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up here in just a few. A little phone tap action with Steven Hassenpepper.
Steven Hassenpepper. Does he sound like Robert at all? Are they similar?
Only by name.
Okay.
There you go. It's coming up. DJX. You look perfect tonight.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Mandy sent us a little message, said, hey, do you want to mess with my husband, Mark? He's my favorite person in the world.
Aww.
But I'd love to hear what you could do to him. I have some ideas, too. Call me. LOLOLOLOL.
All right. All right, Mandy, we'll do just that. And that storage unit you own, well, Mark's about to get sweaty.
Uh-oh.
Welcome, Mark, to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mark?
Yeah, it's Mark.
Oh, wonderful. Mark, it's Steven Hassenpepper, and I'm with a storage unit. You have a storage unit with us?
Oh, yeah. Our storage unit, sure.
Right. Yeah, so we've been trying to reach you about your storage space.
Oh, all right. What about it?
Well, according to our rental agreement that we have with you, if your rent goes unpaid for 90 days, you're in default.
Uh-oh.
Well, hold on. Wait, no. What do you mean? We've had that space for years.
Yeah, well, the rent wasn't paid for the last 3 months.
Whoa, no. Hold on. No, that's impossible. I have that set up to pay automatically, and it's been working fine this entire time.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, pal. Something changed. So I guess, we haven't received payment for the last 3 months. I mean, did you get a new bank account or a new credit card or something?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, you know, sometimes when you get an updated credit card, it's different, like a new expiration date or a new number or something like that, and it got rejected here. All I know is that we haven't gotten paid for 90 days. So, you know, the lease says that we can cut the lock and sell the contents of your storage unit.
Oh, no. Wait. No, you can't sell that. That's all my stuff. Those are my belongings.
Look, pal, we tried to send you an email, but it didn't go through.
No. Hold on. No, I'm sorry, but that's all you did. You sent one email? Well, come on, man. Look, all right. Look, I'll come over there and we can sort it out.
I mean, I guess you can come over, but I'm in your unit right now, and I've already started looking through your stuff. I like to look through people's stuff before it goes to auction just to see if there's anything I'd like to keep for myself.
No, do not. Do not touch any of our stuff. No. It is not going to auction. All right. Everything in there belongs to me and my wife. And I'll come over there today, now, whenever, and I'll take care of whatever I owe you, okay?
I mean, no big deal. I'm just going through some of your boxes here right now. And this one here says, what, Mandy's college stuff. Oh, what's in here?
No. Look, I told you, just keep your hands off our stuff. It's personal.
Oh, what's Mandy's college stuff? Mandy, is that your wife? Anything naughty in there?
Stop!
Looks like a bunch of books. What else can I find in here?
All right, look, pal. You need to keep your stuff, your hands off of our stuff. I already told you, I'll come over there and we'll settle up. And if we're behind on payments or whatever, okay, just stay out of our stuff.
Well, I mean, you're getting pretty worked up. You got something valuable in here you don't want me to see? Have you ever seen the TV show Storage Wars? Sometimes, you know, they find cool stuff in these units, like coin collections or something like that. Let me take a look in here. See what we got here.
Listen. Whatever it is, I got to do to get you to stop. I'll do it. Okay.
Does your wife have any clothes in here? I'd like to look at some of those clothes and rummage through some of that stuff and see if any of it fits.
All right. That's enough. You're some kind of creep. Look, this has got to stop. Look, all right. I get it. I owe you money. Fine. Let's settle up and you can get out of my stuff. Okay. I mean, I don't care. Whatever I got to do, I'll give you my credit card number right now. But just whatever I owe you.
Oh, sir, you don't want to give me your credit card now. Everybody listening would hear it.
Everybody? Well, who else do you have there? Who's listening?
Well, everybody listening to 99.7 DJX, Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you? It's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX, and it's a phone tap.
Oh, my God. Freaking God.
Mark, would it make it any better to know that it was Mandy's idea?
Really? No. As a matter of fact, that makes it worse.
That makes it worse.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
You're gonna be mad.
Welcome.
See if anything fits.
Well, you know, I mean.
How creepy are you?
Hey, you don't keep this girlish-like figure of myself without.
Absolutely. And you can find some real good stuff in storage units.
Sometimes.
Sure.
All right, that's your phone tap.
He was panicking.
99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
You better believe we're talking about moon poop. You ready to learn some more?
Oh, wow.
You ready to learn?
Listen.
Is there some science on the way?
I don't know.
Science detection.
There's been a lot of science and nature already on this show. And
Kelly,
they just blurt that out without any warning at all. Like, no warning. Just like, you need a wah.
It's spring break.
Let's go poop on the moon.
Someone needs to teach. And it's us.
Do they? Really?
No one's teaching right now. It's spring break. Someone needs
to.
Right. It's us.
Okay. Oh, God.
Buckle up.
Oh, wow.
Buckle up.
Here's your science class, kids.
Moon poop on the way. Hang on. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Text message 502-571-9970 from Megan. First thing I hear when I get in the car, it's Ben saying it's spring break and it's up to you guys to teach people. Uh-oh. Do we really think that's a good idea, LMAO? Well, yeah, someone's got to.
Sure. I mean, she definitely wants to learn, too. You can't deny that.
The right? Learning needs to continue.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Just because it's spring break doesn't mean there can be a lack of learning.
I'm not sure they would actually teach this in schools, though. I'm not 100% sure.
We learn about moon poop. After Ariana Grande. Okay.
Like, I missed this segment when I was growing up.
Well, it's a good thing that you're here then.
I missed it. I missed that day.
Welcome. Welcome to class. Okay. Class is in session next on 99.70 JX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Ready for some learning?
I don't know.
Every Texas day. Ryan texts in and says, I've learned a lot from this show, LOL. See?
And he's a new listener.
I'll tell you what, proof is there.
It's the LOL part that's the key.
So it's been nearly 50 years since Apollo 11 landed on the moon. Neil Armstrong.
Yes.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Right.
But for some reason, you don't hear nearly as much about going to the bathroom in space.
Okay, yeah, we just kind of like didn't think about that part.
No, didn't. And now we're dealing with about 96 bags of moon poop on the surface of the moon.
Why all of a sudden now are we concerned about it? Why?
This right here is the Apollo 16 command module. And I'm going to tell you how they pooped in space.
Oh, my God.
Get ready to learn. Get ready to learn.
Listen, typically my mind goes to these kinds of logistics, and you shut me down.
I did.
Why? I don't want to.
This is a fecal collection assembly.
Fecal collection assembly. We are learning together. Sit back and relax.
Is that a kit you
buy at Target? It's basically a plastic bag that the astronauts would tape to their butt.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes! Space astronauts!
It's as simple as that. That's really what they did.
Well?
All right, so number two, in a cramped, sealed command module with two other guys.
Okay.
Sounds like fun.
No, it doesn't.
No, it sounds actually awkward. Doesn't. It sounds really awkward, for sure.
Well, the lunar module's ascent stage only has enough fuel to carry a few hundred pounds of extra weight.
Okay, so now you're...
It's a weight thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, we're wondering, well, why are there 96 bags of human moon poop up on the moon surface of the moon?
You can't carry it around in the module.
This is why.
Okay.
If I had the option of taking my poop and put it in this bag...
Okay, he's speaking in languages I can understand.
He's layman's terms, yes.
Would I rather bring this back in the ascent stage or a moon rock?
Yeah,
yes.
If you had a choice of a moon rock or some sort of geographical, like memento from your trip to the moon, wouldn't you rather take that?
Is it like a trade-off situation? Is that what they're saying? We're going to leave
the choice
poop,
is clear.
Take the rock.
At least it was to the Apollo astronauts. In jettison bags like this one, the astronauts left a lot of stuff on the moon.
All right, so let's go over some of the stuff that the astronauts have left behind on the surface of the moon.
Drills and batteries and food containers and towels and cameras and moon boots and there it is. Poop.
They took all that stuff out on the surface and just left it there.
They're littering on the moon.
Sure did.
They are.
There are no two ways about it. When the astronauts headed home to Earth, they left their poop on the moon.
Well,
there you
okay.
go. So now
they figured it's not really going to bother anybody.
Yeah. So now we're just deciding. Okay. What do we do with all this moon poop?
Are they going back to get it?
Well, see, what they're trying to figure out is, did anything survive? Because, you
what
know.
What do you mean survive?
Well, there's bacteria.
Are you.
Yes.
Kidding me right
no.
now?
No.
Wait a minute. If there's no. Doesn't it float because there isn't really gravity?
Well, they weigh it down. Are they. Yeah. I don't know. Cat, you're asking way too many questions. Quit asking so many questions.
I thought the poop would just fly away.
Well, apparently the trash bags that they leave on the moon are, I guess, weighted down enough that they can sit on the surface of the moon. Because
they put
that's
some moon rocks in there?
I guess
down?
So. Okay. Well, special moon rocks.
All right.
Special organic moon rocks.
So wait, so now all of a sudden they're worried about, like, we can't leave it up there?
Well,
we got to go get it?
After 50 years since Apollo 11 landed on the moon, now we're wondering, is there anything still alive in the bags?
Does that matter? Like, do we, like, it's not like we're going to go pitch
because
some tents
this is
on
what
the moon
saying.
And go live there.
They're saying around 50% of it is made up of the bacteria, so a single piece could have its own ecosystem.
That's great. Leave the ecosystem on the moon. We don't need the poo ecosystems back here.
Friends, we've learned. We've learned hand in hand together here this morning,
not
even
good.
Though even though spring break may be upon us, we are committed to teaching people and learning together.
I want to go back in time to where I didn't think about the astronauts pooping and what they did with that. I want to go back in time to where I didn't think about that.
Why would you want
to? I was just happy that they just landed on the moon. That was neat.
Why would you want to take the learning away from me?
I do want to take the learning away.
Okay, there you go.
That's not what I need. You're a smarter person.
Hashtag moon poop.
I don't need
on 99.7 DJX.
Poo ecosystems.
DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, your school supplies authority.
Louisville and E-Town locations online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
All right, let's do some Louisville loot.
Get your hands on that Louisville loot. Here's your winning word.
Knights.
Knights.
Like Bellarmine Knights.
Okay, K-N-I-G-H-T-S, Knights.
That's right, Knights. That could get you $1,000 by the end of the day, okay? Get that in, WDJX.com, and you could be $1,000 richer. It's not April Fool's anymore, so you don't have to worry about us, like when we call you, it being an April Fool, like Jayla, who won yesterday. She was all like,
she was not having it at first.
Is this an April Fool? Like, I don't believe you guys.
Yeah.
She was bamboozled.
She was. Knights, K-N-I-G-H-T. Get that in, WDJX.com. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Mandy, living her best life. She was swimming with some in this area in Florida where they're monitored and they're allowed to swim with like the manatees, right?
Okay.
Because manatees are a protected animal.
I've
up there.
Done that.
Have you really?
Yeah.
So maybe this has happened to you. Mandy, she said she this certain manatee went to every person in the group and hugged that person.
Are you kidding me right now? They got manatee hugs?
Yeah, got to her, hugged her, wrapped her in a big hug, lifted her out of the water even.
Stop.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, got it on video too. So
I have just met you and I love you.
I know. It's like that manatee's name is Doug.
what's really cool about it is the people that are watching will tell you, don't go touch the manatees. Like, you're not allowed to touch them, but if they come up to you, that's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, manatees are like the cows of the sea.
Absolutely.
They're just like big, friendly, like, oops, right?
Yes.
So anyways, yeah, Mandy, she was like, this manatee just started hugging everybody.
Oh, hello. Welcome to my beach.
Hi, this is my spot. Hi, welcome visitors. I only have this kelp here for you to munch on.
Welcome, friends. Would you like to swim together? I would like a hug. My name is Bob, and I like warm hugs.
I like warm hugs.
And I like to eat the lettuce that you feed me.
There you go. Feel good. Do them every hour here.
That's fun.
Mandy living her life. Getting hugs from the manatees.
Do you think there are manatees in the Ohio River?
They're called catfish.
Okay.
And I don't think they're going to hug you.
No.
I don't think they're going to hug you.
Dang.
No.
I'm upset.
No.
Yeah, I was hoping that would be an option.
Yeah. There you are. Feel good. Powered by Raise Ford. 99.7 DJX. When I would...
She used to meet me on ice, son. He used to meet me on the east side. She used to meet me on Einstein, the city with a sun.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember, your Louisville Loot winning word is Knights, K-N-I-G-H-T. Get that into the website at WDJX.com. You could be $1,000 richer by the end of the day. Coming up here before 9 o'clock, we're going to hook you up with some tickets to come hang with us at Thunder Buckhead Mountain Grill right there over in Jeffersonville. Some general admission tickets to get you in, including dinner buffet, hors d'oeuvres. Non-alcoholic beverages, access to the lawn, bars, tables, bathrooms, which is, you know, if you've never experienced Thunder without access to bathrooms, this is a delicacy and a luxury that, maybe not a delicacy, wrong word, luxury that you can't live without.
The times that we didn't have a bathroom, like that one day, like a month ago or less, oh, you know, without a bathroom.
I know. Things happen. Stressful. You start shutting your body down. So anyways, opportunity for you to win those tickets for Thunder on the way before 9 o'clock on 99.7 DJX. Breakdown Ida is happening coming up after 5 seconds of summer on 99.7 DJX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Idol, I did catch a little bit of that last night.
Did you? What did you think? Because typically you're like, you do the auditions and then you bow out into like the finale, which is typically what I would do too.
So to be fair, I turned it on, and I turned on the TV just because I wanted some background noise. And basketball wasn't on, and so I saw Ida was on, and so it was just kind of background noise for me.
So you didn't pay attention at all?
No.
Did you enjoy their amazing singing, some of these contestants?
I clearly wasn't paying attention.
I mean, I heard it.
You're just like, eh, it's all right.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm still in it. Okay. I've been watching every episode from start to finish.
Sure.
That is so not like me.
I know.
Okay, but I'm invested because the talent pool is kind of impressive. So I put all of like my favorites and the best performances, and there's a lot of them up at WDJX.com. I'll play a couple for you. Walker Burroughs is one to look at. He's kind of like a ginger Harry Potter with like magical golden pipes.
All right.
Yes.
And he sang Bee Gees last night.
Know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain.
Kat, do you know who the Bee Gees are?
And the moment that you wander far from me, I want to feel you in my arms again.
Have you ever heard the song Staying Alive?
Yeah.
Okay.
From The Office.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The summer breeze, keep me warm in your love.
He's so good.
Then you softly leave.
All right.
And it's me you need.
Hang on. When the beat drop, though.
How deep is your love? Is your love? How deep is your love?
Who's that now?
Walker Burroughs.
He's the Harry Potter.
He looks like a ginger Harry Potter. Yeah, it's like a Ed Sheeran Harry Potter. And Katie actually said, listen, if you dress like Harry Potter and sing like that, you'll win.
All right.
So, wow. And then, but this guy. From like the very beginning, the first audition, I was like, just stop the show and give it to this guy. Alejandro sang Post Malone, and you will not recognize the song.
She told me that I'm not enough. She left me here with a broken heart. She phoned me twice and it's all my fault. She cuts too deep, now she's left me scarred.
Yes.
Now there's so many thoughts going through my brain.
Yeah, I fall apart.
This Post is Malone. Post Malone.
I'm taking these shots like it's Novocaine.
Wait a second, though. Hey, yo.
Ooh, I fall apart.
That's so cool.
Katy Perry's like, this is so cool. Yes.
Who's that, Alejandro?
That's Alejandro. You can see the entire performance, all of these, up at WDJX.com.
Yeah, this is a real Post Malone. Yeah, that's pretty good.
They need to get Post on the show, do that song with Alejandro, because it is amazing. And next week, they do duets. They bring people like, I think Chris Isaak is coming on. They have like a whole slew of actual artists and are going to be doing duets with the contestants. It's going to be awesome. So I encourage you to check it out. If you are like, I don't care about Idol anymore, check it out. This season is amazing.
All right. So all the recap up there, WDJX.com. JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Thunder coming up, not this Saturday, next Saturday. Next Saturday, Thunder, by the way.
You need to say it like this. Thunder, 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 thunder.
I can't take the thunder away from you.
No, you can. You can try.
So, yeah, we've got tickets, Buckhead Mountain Grill, to come hang with us. Some couple general admission tickets for you and a guest to hang for.
Buckhead Mountain Grill. Thunder, thunder, thunder.
Thank you very much. 502-571-9970. We'll hook you up and get you in on that. We've got tickets all this week to give away for our Thunder Party on Saturday.
Thunder Party!
Yeah. Coming up next, we're going to learn some stuff.
What kind of learning are we doing? What kind?
We're going to first celebrate.
I love celebrating.
We're going to celebrate.
We're going to celebrate.
Does this have to do with the animal kingdom and
Absolutely.
Nature?
Absolutely. We're going to celebrate.
Okay.
We're going to celebrate something new.
Great.
99.7 DJX.
The miracle of birth. I'm ready.
DJX. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, giving away tickets for
the Thunder, thunder, thunder. Thunder watch party with DJ.
All right, Michael Kelly, you got it.
Sweet, thank you.
You're welcome. Where are you getting tickets for again?
Thunder, 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 thunder.
Yes, yes.
Thunder, thunder, thunder.
Thank you.
Thunder watch party at Bucket.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
He knows.
Yeah, he knows. All right.
He knows. He sounds fun.
All right, so yeah, another shot for you to get in on those Thunder viewing party tickets tomorrow on 99.7 DJX.
You know, we're just really just picking people to hang out with us, so we have to...
I guess.
...be very good at picking... like fun people.
So it was cool that yesterday the Louisville Zoo announced the hatching of four little penguins.
Four yes. Baby penguins.
Baby penguins. If you want to see pictures of Squirt and Pearl.
Oh, Squirt and Pearl.
You can text us the word penguin to 502-571-9970.
Here's the thing about Squirt and Pearl. So they're just two of the four. These two have the names because they're staying with the parents, but savagely... sometimes penguins pick and choose the kids they want to keep.
Yeah, Kyle, who sent these photos over to us, she was like, gave us a little, some penguin fun facts, and those aren't necessarily fun facts.
No, it's kind of savage.
I know. Like, it's like they birth them out, and they're like, well, you know what? I like you. I don't like you. Bye-bye. So the four chicks, they hatched in January, and the other two birds are males, and they are not yet named.
No, but they are being taken care of by the curator of birds and the bird department staff, so they're being taken care of.
Yeah, so Squirt and Pearl, they are 73 days old and 68 days old. You can text us the word penguin, and we'll send you over the photos of the cute little penguin chicks there.
And you know,
at the Louisville Zoo,
when we speak of
the miracle
of birth
just happened. I'm like, you know what, I don't know if I've ever even heard a penguin mating call before, so obviously have to go over to YouTube and see what they've got going on over there.
Can't we just celebrate the birth of
this new machine called YouTube over here?
Oh, the new machine.
This is the only way to celebrate, Kelly.
Penguin mating. Not penguin march. Oh, penguin mating call. All right. So, you know, not too bad. 176,000 views.
That is a lot of views. Like, who are the other people watching this kind of stuff?
The mating call, the mating song of a penguin sounds like. Wow.
It's like a swarm of bees. Wow. What's just happened?
Wow.
They're vocal.
What was that? What was that?
It's like they're standing next to each other. It's really kind of weird. It's like they're looking up. They're doing
a dance.
Sounds.
They're making a dance. They're having fun.
Right.
All right.
That is, wow. Could you imagine that as your alarm clock?
Oh, wow. What a magical way to wake up.
Okay,
time to go get that bread.
I'm up.
Let's get this bread.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so there you go. Hey, congratulations to Pearl and Squirt there at the Louisville Zoo.
Adorable.
The other two penguins that...
The other two.
Included.
And the other two.
Oh, bless their hearts.
Yep, on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, we let Stephen Hassenpepper take the phone for a sec with a little phone tap.
Listen, whatever it is I got to do to get you to stop, I'll do it, okay?
Listen, don't be late on your storage unit payments.
Don't.
Do not.
Otherwise, Steven may start rooting around in your stuff. All right, that's on the way. Give us about 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of Louisville Loot. $1,000 a day. What would you do with that money if you won $1,000? Another opportunity for you to get in on that coming up here just after 9 o'clock. We'll give you a Louisville Loot winning word, and then you can get it into the website at WDJX.com. Yeah, what would you do? $1,000. Derby coming up. You'd probably get yourself an outfit, something like that. Maybe host a party, something like that.
Okay. I'd go ham.
Or maybe put it away in savings.
All right. How many pairs of tiny hands could you buy on Amazon? What were they, $10?
It's $10.
$10.
So that's 10 times 10. We can get 100.
Yeah.
100 sets of baby hands. It's like the baby hands from SNL. And then hand them out.
Yes, and then hand them out to everybody at the office and have like tiny hand parties.
All right.
Right? Yes. Go around.
You can host your own tiny hand party.
Go out on the street and start shaking hands with people with your tiny hands. Get it on video. Start a viral little trend. #tiny hands.
Our point is the options are... limitless. when it comes to what you do with $1,000.
Do something fun. That's what we're saying. Do something fun. So there you go.
That is coming up here just after 9 on 99.7 DJX. Coming up here next, it is a phone tap when Steven Hassenpepper has to call you because you're in default on your storage unit.
No, listen. Whatever it is I got to do to get you to stop, I'll do it, okay?
Okay. Well, that is on the way. After Halsey on DJX.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Mandy sent us a little message. She sounds sassy. She said, "Do you want to mess with my husband, Mark? Okay. He's my favorite person in the world, but I'd love to hear what you could do to him. I've got some ideas," and she sent many. LOL.
All right. Well, they have a storage unit, so we could do something with that.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
All right. Well, welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mark?
Yeah, it's Mark.
Oh, wonderful. Mark, it's Steven Hassenpepper, and I'm with a storage unit. You have a storage unit with us?
Oh, yeah. Our storage unit, sure.
Right. Yeah, so we've been trying to reach you about your storage space.
Oh, all right. What about it?
Well, according to our rental agreement that we have with you, if your rent goes unpaid for 90 days, you're in default.
Uh-oh.
Well, hold on. Wait, no. What do you mean? We've had that space for years.
Yeah, well, the rent wasn't paid for the last 3 months.
Well, no. Hold on. No, that's impossible. I have that set up to pay automatically, and it's been working fine this entire time.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, pal. Something changed. So I guess, we haven't received payment for the last 3 months. I mean, did you get a new bank account or a new credit card or something?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, you know, sometimes when you get an updated credit card, it's different, like a new expiration date or a new number or something like that, and it got rejected here. All I know is that we haven't gotten paid for 90 days, so, you know, the lease says that we can cut the lock and sell the contents of your storage unit.
No. Wait. No, you can't sell that. That's all my stuff. Those are my belongings.
Look, pal, we tried to send you an email, but it didn't go through.
No. Hold on. No, I'm sorry, but that's all you did. You sent one email? Well, come on, man. Look, all right. Look, I'll come over there and we can sort it out.
I mean, I guess you can come over, but I'm in your unit right now, and I've already started looking through your stuff. I like to look through people's stuff before it goes to auction just to see if there's anything I'd like to keep for myself.
What? No, do not. Do not touch any of our stuff. Look, no, it's not going to auction. All right. Everything in there belongs to me and my wife. And I'll come over there today, now, whenever, and I'll take care of whatever I owe you, okay?
I mean, no big deal. I'm just going through some of your boxes here right now. And this one here says, what, Mandy's college stuff. Oh, what's in here?
No. Look, I told you, just keep your hands off our stuff. It's personal.
Oh, what's Mandy's college stuff? Mandy, is that your wife? Anything naughty in there? Looks like a bunch of books. What else can I find in here?
Look, pal, you need to keep your stuff, your hands off of our stuff. I already told you, I'll come over there and we'll settle up. And if we're behind on payments or whatever, okay, just stay out of our stuff.
Well, I mean, you're getting pretty worked up. You got something valuable in here you don't want me to see? Have you ever seen the TV show Storage Wars? Sometimes, you know, they find cool stuff in these units, like coin collections or something like that. Let me take a look in here. See what we got here.
Listen. Whatever it is, I got to do to get you to stop. I'll do it. Okay.
Does your wife have any clothes in here? I'd like to look at some of those clothes there. Rummage through some of that stuff and see if any of it fits.
All right. That's enough. You're some kind of creep. Look, this has got to stop. Look, all right. I get it. I owe you money. Fine. Let's settle up and you can get out of my stuff. Okay. I mean, I don't care. Whatever I got to do, I'll give you my credit card number right now. But just whatever I owe you.
Oh, sir, you don't want to give me your credit card now. Everybody listening would hear it.
Everybody? Well, who else do you have there? Who's listening?
Well, everybody listening to 99.7 DJX, Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you?
Hey.
It's Ben Davis from 99.7 DJX, and it's a phone tap.
Oh, my God. Freaking God.
Mark, would it make it any better to know that it was Mandy's idea?
Really? No. As a matter of fact, that makes it worse.
Well... Okay, then.
Really?
I will gently put these boxes back then.
You're going to try on her stuff? What is it about?
Yeah, I don't know.
Steven's a creep.
He is a bit of a creeper. Oh. All right, there you go. That's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, brought to you by Kentucky School Service, your school supplies authority.
Locations Louisville and E-Town, online, KentuckySchoolService.com.
Louisville Loot.
Get your hands on that Louisville Loot. Here's your winning word.
Raiders.
So obviously we're going by like
mascots. Yeah, sports
sure.
team.
Yeah. R-A-I-D-E-R-S, Raiders.
There you go. Get that into the website at WDJX.com. You can win $1,000 just like Jayla did yesterday.
It's a bad time right now.
Oh, sorry.
Even though we eventually had to convince her that no, it's not an April Fool's.
Didn't mean to disturb.
Yeah, that she actually won $1,000. So there you go. You can be just like Jayla, win $1,000. Raiders, R-A-I-D-E-R-S. WDJX.com.
I'm choosing to think that now she's okay with being interrupted.
Yeah.
So rudely.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
I would imagine.
It's a good time to win money now.
Yeah.
All right. Feel good. Do this every single hour. Powered by Ray's Ford. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com. I know Highland Coffee always hooks us up with the coffee over here at DJX, but you know, instead of drinking coffee, I know you're not a coffee person.
I'm not.
Now researchers are saying just thinking about coffee or looking at something that reminds you of coffee ignites caffeine-like reaction in the brain and increases alertness and attention, similar to the way drinking it would.
I was going to say, so are you telling me now drinking coffee is kind of like a placebo effect? All you got to do is think about it and you're
maybe.
Good?
Maybe.
I'll frame a cup of coffee next to your Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
And then you can stare and think about it.
Okay.
And be full of more energy.
I mean, I'm not necessarily just going to adopt this as my
you're not?
Bible. No.
You're not going to just give it a go?
No.
Just think about like,
still need my coffee.
Feeling like I need coffee. I'm just going to think about it.
Yeah, it's like the heat and the stuff helps.
The heat and the stuff?
But they're saying that, hey, psychologically, that effect is similar to that which could be of a cup of coffee.
Imagine yourself drinking the coffee.
Imagine
feeling energized.
Oh, you are energized.
You can get through the day. That aroma in your nose holes gives you the energy you need to get through the day. Something like that?
Yeah.
You just need to play that maybe? Look at the coffee. Think about it.
Yep.
Boom.
Thinking about or looking at reminds you of coffee. Something that reminds you of coffee ignites similar type of alertness.
Think of how many people would save money not going to the Bucks.
Oh, my.
There you go.
I mean, you know, you save bucks not going to the Bucks. All you got to do is think about it.
All right. So there you are.
Life hack.
A little feel good powered by Ray's Ford there on 99.7 DJX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Louisville Loot, word Raiders, R-A-I-D-E-R-S. Get that in at WDJX.com and you can win $1,000 by the end of the day. You see some April Fool's pranks yesterday, like Justin Bieber posting on Instagram the ultrasound photo, which was of a practically like a fully gestated baby.
Well, it was a 12-week old in the womb that you can get off the internet.
Yeah.
But then he like photoshopped a puppy.
Well, yeah,
in there.
Yeah, that was
it. Was a progression.
That was the second one.
It started with a picture of Haley in a doctor's office looking like she's getting an ultrasound.
Yeah.
And then the sonogram pictures.
And the sonogram picture, Haley actually commented, very funny.
LOL.
But that was after several people jumped in on that. So,
oh yeah, they just saw the first couple pictures and they were like, oh my goodness, did you hear?
Is there a baby Bieber on the
did
way?
Did you hear baby Bieber's coming?
Yeah.
Did you hear? Yeah. And then Jennifer Garner got people all talking because she posted a little video looking like she was printing a tell-all book, like juicy tell-all. And everyone was like, oh, she's like, no, it's just April Fool's. Not spilling all in a book.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
I would read that.
Would you?
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
Would you draw a bath?
No.
Get some Arbor Mist?
No, I wouldn't.
Have a little reading night in the bathtub?
All right.
Yes. Jennifer Garner's biography?
Anybody else that you know of? Like famous doing the April Fool thing?
That was the two that I saw.
Yeah, Justin Bieber was the one I saw. Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin. I didn't see the Jennifer Garner one, but good stuff.
Good stuff. Those pranksters, those jokesters in Hollywood.
All
you
right.
Got us.
They got us.
They got
wow.
us good.
Got
Look
us
at
good.
I'm burning rubber. Iced out body. Didn't go to college. Price tag popping. Then you on the private. Don't say sorry. Everyone's watching. When you're where I am, everything's timeless.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't want to be
Kelly K Show on
99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Don't forget, you can go to WDJX.com right now. Just click on the win tab and you can get in to win the Millennium Tour tickets. That would be B2K, Lloyd, Pretty Ricky, Mario.
Wow.
Coming to the Yum Center.
That's going
to
be a good show. Do you know any of those people, Kat?
No. Okay. I don't know any. Surprise. All right.
Let's give her front row.
Yeah, right. So, they're coming April 28th, KFC Yum Center. So just a day after the marathon, mini marathon, you can go and you can enjoy the Millennium Tour as it rolls through Louisville. Get into win at WDJX.com right there. Ariana Grande, Seven Rings, it's DJX. Sure, 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You can catch up on the show online, WDJX.com. Click on the podcast. You can see entire shows there. You can listen to segments and all that stuff up at WDJX.com.
When you say ketchup, I think of the condiment.
No, I
and
actually
then I
just
think
mean...
of hot dogs.
Okay.
And then I think I'm hungry.
Okay, there you go.
That's where my brain goes.
So it just goes immediately to Kelly's hungry.
Exactly.
By the way, you can see video of our buddy Chad over at Ernie's Print Shop who came by and gave us some DJ Rex stickers.
Yes.
And a t-shirt that we can add to the inflatable T-Rex costume that Kat has been running around with.
He legit has a wardrobe now.
But then he actually gave us this burnt dog's collar, which if you, and again, I highlight the podcast because you may need to go back and listen to like last week's free therapy where this lady had gotten into some lie about this fictitious dog. And
well, she had a tattoo
that was named Taylor, and it was just, it spiraled out of control.
It was a web of lies to explain that tattoo and the meaning behind it. She was embarrassed about the true meaning, so she made up this fake story. And so Chad, again, he always goes the extra mile. So for the fake childhood dog that tragically passed away in the fake house fire, he made a collar that looks like it's singed.
Well, and again, we're assuming that the dog passed away in the fire because that was never revealed. It was just revealed that the dog passed away and, there was a fire that there was no photos of this beloved family
That's
pet
why you're
still
not
around.
See evidence of the family pet.
So anyways, love
those
now
guys. We need to get a shadow box to put that collar in and hang it up on the wall.
Yes,
here.
I know.
It needs
Hashtag
to be.
Memories.
Yeah, memories.
Hashtag memories.
Hashtag fake memories. Yeah.
I love those guys over there at Ernie's Print Shop. So thank you so much. You can see that video up. I think it's on Insta, right? At Ben and Kelly Show.
And WDJX.com.
All right, cool. All right, guys. Tomorrow it is more opportunities for you to sit with us, Thunder, at Buckhead Mountain Grill. And we've got those tickets and plus Craigslist misconnections.
Listen, poetry comes to Craigslist.
Missed.
Poetry Corner.
Right.
Poetry Corner.
I like like that. Yeah. Past couple weeks, we've had limericks.
Yes.
More poems.
Ah, they're getting creative.
I know. Like that. All right. That's all on the way. Guys, talk to you then.